Going to the car, left the keys on the table in the cafe, going back to the cafe, and then going back to the car.
Here they are, right here.
Okay.
You got them?
I got the keys.
Is this sounding good so far?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you going to sweat to death in there?
If you hear like a 15-second pause, call the paramedics.
Okay.
No, I should be good. I've done worse. Let it roll, baby. Let it roll.
Let it roll. Okay.
The Big Wedding Planning Podcast.
Just two wedding planners tearing it up. Listen. Learn.
To the Big Wedding Planning Podcast, a show for anyone involved in planning a wedding. We want you to learn something valuable and be entertained at the same time. My name is Michelle Martinez.
And I'm Christy Matthews. Thank you so much for joining us. As always, we are excited to be here and we have a very special guest recording with us, hopefully. We're gonna do this one way or the other, and I'm going to read a little bit about him now. If you've listened to our podcast for a long time, you have heard me talk about this.
Yeah.
I mentioned the service. We got some emails and some listener questions about unique, fun, cool things to do during a reception that people don't see a lot. Some people want new things to do, and I said, I've been to events where there was this guy and he was drawing butts. It's called a butt sketch.
As in derriere.
Yes. And Michelle was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, it's a real thing. Look it up.
I'm so excited
that you're here with us now. We have Crandall Lee Newton, the creator of the original butt sketch.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming. Thanks for being there. Go ahead, okay. Christy. I interrupted you reading the bio.
Sorry. Popular art form that spotlights a person's backside. He has sketched more than 500,000 butts for audiences at weddings, conventions, corporate functions, and private parties all over the world. All shapes and sizes, famous butts, as well as young and old backsides have been sketched. Magazines, newspaper, TV, social media, nationally and internationally have spread the word about Newton and his group of dedicated, hardworking, and fun artists. The original butt sketch world tour has been sweeping the land.
Yes!
So it takes about 2 to 2.5 minutes. These are charcoal sketches made famous on a street corner in the historic West End in Dallas. Not too far from where Crandall's sitting right now, everyone.
That's correct.
He puts his easel up on a street corner, and he quickly earned a loyal following. He credits the success of the original butt sketch to the first clients who turned their backs on him. Currently, Newton maintains the original butt sketch world headquarters in Dallas, Texas, which is where I met you. Welcome, Crandall, to the pod.
Christy and Michelle, thanks for having me on. That was such a strong introduction when you said entertainment and quality stuff. Oh, I don't know if I fit that bill.
Oh, this is entertaining, let me tell you.
So Crandall,
because when I hear the word butt, I'm like a 3-year-old. I just start laughing.
She does.
Side note, Crandall, I teach yoga. And oftentimes, when I'm explaining, I'm cueing the poses, I'll say, interlace your hands, underneath your, and I don't want to say butt, because I'm like, is that weird? And I'd say butt. So I learned my yoga to teach yoga in Boston, and in Boston, they'll say bum.
Bum. Across the pond, they say bum.
Yeah, that's where it comes from. So I say bum, because if I say butt during yoga, I might laugh. So I say bum. But anyway, go ahead.
I'm just going to see how many times you can say butt without laughing now.
Yeah, get used to it.
Get used to it. Every other word out of my mouth.
At least it's not ass.
Oh, I would never say that.
That's even funnier.
Yeah.
Crandall, I met you, I want to say like 3 years ago at the Jewel. Yes. It was an event for wedding planners. So it was like, I don't know, 50 of us wedding planners. We were up on that top deck in Dallas.
On the rooftop.
Yes. Absolutely. And I had never been to an event where you were there before. I was still fairly new to Dallas.
Right.
And I remember you setting up and me being like, what's up with that? And there was a little sign, original butt sketch. And I watched as people lined up. And at first there was only like three or four people over there. You do your thing, give them the piece of paper. And they were coming back to the tables with these canvases, this like art basically. And it didn't take you long. It looked like pretty simple for you. I couldn't do it, but everybody was like loving their butts. I mean, it was like you knew these women were going to go home and frame that and put it up in their bathroom or closet or master bedroom. Like it was sexy and cool and fun. And before long, you had a line out the door and I was at the end of it and I ran out of time. You were like, yeah, you were closing it up. I didn't get my butt sketched.
You were at the end? You were at the end?
Yes. Yeah. And you were like, yeah, totally. You were like, I'm done. And I was like, no. You're like, I'm sorry. I gotta go.
Oh, that sounds like a mean butt sketcher day for me.
And she said, don't let the door hit you in the ass. Yeah, I'm
done. I'm sad. So
some nights when you sketch so much tail, it's just gotta stop, you know?
Tell us your origin story. Like, really, how the heck did this come to be?
This has been an incredible existence. I'm a mechanical engineer by degree, and I had practiced. And after 5 years, I quit to pursue art full time. And this was in Dallas. So I went out on the street corner with my artwork. These were paintings of buildings and people, all kinds of stuff. Well, about 2 years into the starving artist routine, I wanted to do a painting of a parade scene, people from behind. And This gentleman drove by and he saw the sketch before I had a chance to do the painting. He insisted on buying it. I needed the money and I sold it. Well, I did another one. Someone bought that and then another and another and another. 6 months later, after all these references to butts and booty, tail, everything, I coined a phrase, the original butt sketch. I charged people based on their shape, if they were flat, round, or regular. I have the original sign.
Oh my God.
And did they get to say what they were or did you like size them up and be like, okay.
Never judgmental.
Too loud, Chris.
You know who you are. You know what you have. You tell me. But I know what I see. So regardless of what you tell me, I'm sketching what I see. And then after that, awesome. Crowds started to form. It was crazy. This is a street corner, if you can imagine, in the evening. You know, the television stations start coming out doing stories and newspapers. Then I started traveling. I'll never forget the first event I traveled to do was a trade show in Orlando. A guy thought it would be great to have me at his booth to get attention. And it went over well. And then after that, just more and more different types of events came. And there's certainly tons of weddings over the years. I mean, it's just, it's been really cool. I couldn't have dreamt this up, but I did coin the phrase. I've trademarked it so to keep all the copycatters away. And it's just, I can't explain the fun, but it works. I mean, people just line up.
Yeah. I mean, were you surprised? Like I can see at a trade show and that guy being like, this will attract people. I think that's smart, but were you surprised when the weddings actually became, cause it's a formal event. Like, did that surprise you or were you like, oh, this fits right in?
Well, I'm never that presumptuous. I think I let people sort of let their imagination plug this in where they think it'll work. And it just so happened, the first wedding I did, it was the actual reception. And the coolest thing, you had two sets of families that barely knew each other. But yet they're in the middle of the room talking about each other's behinds, you know.
Yes.
Around the sketch.
Oh, wow. So it was that's so cool.
Yeah, this is like during the cocktail hour. And then, you know, then from there we start doing save the date cards, thank you cards that said, you know, thanks for standing behind us. I mean, you know, you come up with the puns.
Oh, save the date. So like the couple, you do the couple a drawing and then they send that out.
Yeah, and the thing is, a lot of times, of course, the groom can't see the bride in a dress. So, you know, I'm going to her house or to the designer's house, sketching her, and then putting him in a sketch. We make cards and they send them out from there.
Crandall, do you ever do these based off of photographs?
Oh, we do tons of photographs every month. And it's the damnedest thing. It is so, think about this. People take their family, stand them in their living room, make them turn from behind. They take a photograph. They email us the photograph, the sketch. It's weird, but we do lots of that kind of stuff.
Okay, Christy and I are going to be in LA
together
next week. Together. I'm going to have somebody take a picture of our asses.
Absolutely.
And then and we're going to send it to you. And then we're going to use that. We're going to use that for show art for this episode.
Oh, I love that. I love it. And just so your listeners don't run away, it's really nothing more than a backside sketch, head to toe, fully clothed for the most part.
Oh, yeah, fully clothed part. People. Yeah. That's a good point.
Let's put this in your mind. Yeah.
And actually, it's not even, I saw the pictures on your website, a few of them. You need more pictures, by the way, on your
website.
We'll do that. But yeah, it's people standing, like it's head to toe, fully clothed, really cute, like hugging each other or like holding hands, or, you know, it could be any kind of pose. It's not just like a zoom in on
your ass. Yeah. And just because the fact is from behind, we get a good play on the word butt. But yeah, it's really cool and tasteful. Men, women, children, it doesn't matter. Everyone just sort of bellies up.
I wonder if the kind of like the gimmick is actually what makes people that might be shy or might think like, oh, I'm not going to go. I would never get my portrait drawn at a wedding. That's just not my thing. Like the gimmick of it makes it fun enough and you're not standing there for 20 minutes and it's not a caricature that is going to sort of insult you. It's just like easy, fun. And it is this thing that people do together, essentially, even if you're drawing them one at a time, they're all lined up and laughing and looking at each other's pictures. And
we get people who come up and say, look, this is the type of thing I would never do, but I like the artwork. So I'm willing to show you my behind. So, I mean, it's amazing the type of people.
If you think about it, at weddings, you are for the ceremony looking at the two people getting married. You're looking at them from behind for most of it. I mean, that's the whole setup. So it's not like this is a secret part of our bodies. It's just that you know, drawing it is the fun part.
Yeah, one of the coolest things we do, we call it an altar sketch, where basically once the ceremony begins, we kind of sneak up in the back of the room, we sketch the couple, you know, as they're going through the ceremony. We then put it in a frame with a mat, slap it on an easel, so when people exit, they actually see this artwork that was created in real time.
Oh, that's and it's so cool.
Oh, people get real emotional with the altar sketch because it just happened and they witnessed it, you know? So it's really cool.
Such a different feel than photos.
I love that.
Well, different.
In coordination. It's a really cool, I would love that if I was at a wedding.
And it's so personal. I mean, you take home your butt. It's just, you know. It's, you know what I mean? It's not the photo booth where it's like you smile, smile, smile. You just turn around and give it up and we take care of you.
I love it. Oh, you're cracking me
no
up.
No pun intended, and you're cracking me up.
All right.
Next you're going to be saying we're getting behind.
We are getting behind. Wait a minute. Hold on. Back it up.
If she can go all day.
We'll let that one ride.
Oh, God.
So I have a question. Whoa. Since you can't be in all these places now, and we mentioned in your introduction, like your crew of artists. So how many on your team now? And also, how do you make sure that they are staying on brand, not just with the product, but with their presence and attitude and interaction at these events?
Oh, absolutely. We have 9 other artists on staff, so it's 10 of us basically. We have 2 artists that's kind of in the incubator. They're in training. And it takes about 6 months before they see the light of day. Because you're right. You know, we have a brand that we created. And we take great pride in protecting in terms of...
Yeah, that's trademarked. Yeah, you've got that trademark.
But also making sure there's nothing too salacious or outlandish. So the artists are well-trained in terms of, you know, not going overboard. Because, you know, imagine there's a lot of drinking going on. And that's just the art. And that's just the artist. No, I'm playing. no, but so people come out of the crowd and they're wanting all kinds of stuff. The late in the evening, especially at the private stuff, we may do a like a wedding rehearsal dinner. And, you know, towards the end, some of the younger folks are like, well, can I drop my trowel, lift my skirt, and blah, blah, blah. So it gets really nutty.
Oh.
Well, it's fun. And we sort of just keep it where it doesn't get too out of control.
You keep it, like, you know, rated R at the most.
At the most. We don't.
Well, PG-13.
A lot of PG-13.
Yeah.
But again, it's the people wanting to have fun. We're there to help them. And it's a blast.
All right. So we're back a couple months later.
Back.
And part two, that's what I'm calling it. Part two with Crandall. Now we're in the same place. So welcome here to the game room.
Thank you,
the
Christine.
The daily home.
It's nice to have a second act, isn't it?
It is. I was like, we're going to mesh them together.
I love this.
But our first act was like, you're in a car, you're in a cafe. There was a forgotten mouse.
Yes.
There was a where's my keys.
Oh, the
I left them in the cafe.
Surface thing, yeah.
And we were
I felt so inept. You just don't know. I'm a technically savvy guy, but that day everything went wrong.
It was wild on our end because we can't see you. We usually Skype with guests, and we knew we weren't going to be Skyping with you, so we had this other Zencaster or whatever we were using. But because we couldn't see you, and we could tell at points you were out of breath, and we could tell.
Oh, yeah, like run into the car.
Yeah, and Michelle texted me during it. She was like, where is he? What is happening? And we're texting your assistant who, you know, set this all up, and we've been going through her. I'm like texting her at the same time we're talking to you, and we're like, we don't know if this is going to work. Like,
it's hard to be cool when you're out of breath.
And it was hot, and you're like, I'll do it in my car.
Yeah, because I have to turn the air up because the air background in the car.
Yeah, and you're so like, no, sweating. It's fine. It's fine. Yeah. I don't need the car on. And Michelle was like, he can't do this in a car. He can't do it in a car in Texas in the heat. Like, you're like, it's not that bad. It's only 80
sweating
degrees.
Bullets.
Oh my God.
But for you guys, I'm like, let's get through this.
Oh my God. And then there was we thought we lost your audio right afterwards. We were trying to send it and we saved it. So somehow you went through those instructions,
You gave great instructions.
And then got it back to us.
That's it.
So this is part two. This is several months later. And actually now we're several hours into hanging out. You've had dinner with my parents.
This has been such an enjoyable evening. Who even wants to talk about butts at this point?
There's
right?
been champagne, or there's been Chardonnay. My parents can talk, man. So I was
very enjoyable people. they weren't quite sure what a butt sketch was, but by the time I sketched their behinds,
I saw what you did. You were like, Lisa, you're first. You guys are first. Mm-hmm. And my mom, who had been like reticent,
really.
The whole, she was like, I wouldn't do that at a wedding. I would be too, she's very self-conscious. I know she comes off like confident, but she's very self-conscious. So you just like took her shoulder and were like, you guys stand right there. And 1 second in, my mom was like, should I put my hand here? Should I put my head here?
I know. The most demure, shy person. Oh, I don't know if I can do this. And as soon as they get up there, boom.
She's got her hip out, leg crossed.
It happens all the time. But hey, who am I to judge? You know?
And I watched you do it, which is new. I watched you from your vantage point to sketch them.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I asked you how you learned. And you said Mad Magazine?
Well,
initially?
When I was a kid, it was one, I've got a Dave Bing, I want to think his name. Anyway, he's one of the contributors. And his style, I really liked. It was realistic. And I would actually trace and copy and try to do his work. And that's how I started learning how to, you see something, to try to represent it on paper, you know, make that translation.
Right.
So it was back then, I was 7 or 8 or whatever it was at the time. So that's when I got the bug for kind of drawing and sketching. And now it just served me well.
To me, it looked, and I guess just with the quick lines, and I admittedly don't know much about drawings or art, but it looked like Japanese in the style that like the Japanese cartoons that my kids watch.
Right.
Anime.
Well, this is, I like to think it's different. I actually take what's known as a contour sketch and a gestural sketch.
Oh,
two different types. Blend them together.
So in art school, what would be the definition of both those?
It's
sketches?
A bastardized contour gestural. Gestural is like lines, you know, minimal lines.
Okay.
Contours, when you start adding shading and shadow, and it sort of makes it more of a 3D. So I kind of combined the two.
Yeah.
And that's why it's quick.
Right.
It's done in charcoal. 2.5 minutes, you're in and out.
Using your finger a little bit for the shading, shadows.
You know, a little shadow under the cheek there.
Yeah.
Maybe in the hair, whatever.
Because when you started the actual sketch of my parents, right. The lines to my eye don't make any sense. I was like, what? Where even is he looking? Is that her hip or is that her head? Within 30 seconds.
Oh, wow. My artist and I have been told all the time, people are fascinated to see it develop.
Yeah.
And for us... Well, for me personally, I know it's every time someone's in front of me, it's really a challenge. You know, it's not cookie cutter. So I have to clear my palate and say, this person is standing in line for whatever, how long they deserve them. Mm-hmm. So I have to concentrate amidst all the fun and the joking and the noise. I have this nice personal moment of, oh God, I hope I get this right. And you get after it and you just do it.
So every time, every three minutes or four minutes, you deserve it.
It's not cookie cutter where like I can just blindfold myself and sketch you like I sketched the last person.
Yeah, you're tall, you're short, done.
That's crap.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I want to give you. And that takes take the deep breath. Let's do her.
It was so awesome because I'm telling you, my mom was like, that she was a perfect example for me to watch you do because mm-hmm. she wasn't that comfortable at first with the idea. She's a little skeptical of the whole thing. Also, she has no idea. I did not show her your website. I did not show her like an example.
Right.
It was very hard for my parents to conceptualize. They were like, butt sketch. And like my dad said, he's like, is it just my butt? Is it like full back? How far does it go? Like, what is it? Do you do faces?
And that's what I love at a wedding. You know, like first, a lot of times they place at the reception.
Yeah.
So now you have two families coming together. And you're talking about an icebreaker because they'll say like, what is butt sketch? And someone will step up to the plate and next thing you know, this family's giving this family crap in a really joking way.
Yeah.
And then they're off and running, get a few cocktails.
It just takes one or two, like for them to see examples,
yes.
for everyone to understand, I think the good natured and artistic part of it. And for weddings, we wanted to talk about like, people doing more unique things, like it's memorable, it's interactive. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a cross between having an artist and also having an entertainer.
Right.
You're more than a photo booth, way more personal. People get something from it.
Right.
But not the artist in the corner that's going to take 3 hours to sketch the ballroom scene and hands that to the bride and groom or the couple getting married. We've heard of that. So it's
and these are great people.
Yeah, but it's this weird place of like entertainment as well as they get a tangible item to walk away with.
Yeah,
that isn't theirs.
Swirling around us at these parties, once we get going, there's a lot of laughter. There's a lot of people, like I said, giving each other crap and joking. And grandma comes
guards
over, get
her
butt
sketch.
Yeah, so you hear all this buzzing, and you would think we're over there cracking jokes, but we're not.
Yeah.
It's really the crowd getting to a comfortable point where they're at a party now.
You're going to have to take those off. She's going to yell at me about it. Oh, the bracelet's jangling. I hear it, Michelle. Okay, there you go. Perfect.
I've been doing this at night.
I asked you questions when we weren't recording. Now I feel like I'm going over them.
It's okay.
But you get hired for a series of hours.
Right.
And for that time is like, that's the time you are sketching.
Right. So what happens is, typically what happens is we're at an event. Things are going well. Someone sees us. We may get a call within weeks. Hey, look, my daughter's getting married. Or it may be the bride or the groom themselves saying, hey, we're at a party. We got sketch. We want to have it our wedding.
Yeah.
Well, we get to the wedding and they pretty much are the only one that knows what butt sketch is.
Yeah.
And everyone's looking at them like, well, you sure? And we get a contract going where, depending on what city and the hours, it's okay, 3 hours in Cleveland, Saturday night.
Yeah.
And, or whatever your budget will allow. And a lot of times, you know, once we get going, it may have been contracted for 3 hours, but when people start really getting into it, put it this way, it's not a strange deal for us to be leaving long after the band is packed up. Not stopped, but packed up. They're changing over the ballroom for the breakfast in the morning.
Yeah.
And we're doing our last sketch.
Because people are in line.
People in line, they want to get it done, and they're willing to linger, you know? And that happens a lot at weddings. Because, you know, a lot of times you want to get in the family. You know, mom, dad,
Yeah.
Grandma.
And the couple themselves is like nowhere to be found.
Oh, they're flitting around like they should. This is their big day and their moment. And to that, it's kind of cool because each of our artists are trained to respect all the moments in a wedding. You know, you have your toast, your first dances. And during those times, we like to lay back from the sketch because we don't want laughter coming from our corner. It's just not the way you
don't
do
want to compete.
No, and steal you of your moment. So we're real high on, during a wedding, recognizing those moments because we have enough time in between and after that to get after it. So
I think that's something we should touch on more because the idea of being an artist, but in business. Mm-hmm. So you talk about your artists have all been trained by you.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not just talking about training, like the actual sketch, but kind of the rules of engagement, how to interact, what not to do,
mm-hmm.
what not to say, what times to pull back like that.
Sure. So
as planners, like that matters to us.
Well, one of the things I've learned being in this business is planners, like anyone else, what they really want is dependability. Are you going to show up?
Right.
And then certainly once you show up, are you going to be professional?
Right.
And we are trusted by so many people because we show up, and I'm really proud of that. We have a good reputation with that. And we do what we do. And it just translates. I can't really diagram because it unfolds differently each night.
Yeah.
But from a business standpoint, we're trying to protect a few people. The people who are having a big day. And if we're hired through a planner, look, it's my job to make that planner look good. That's the single most objective. If you make the person who hired you look good, in other words, people coming up to them, where did you get this on? Where did you find a butt sketch? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
That's our sole objective. And if we meet that, then it means everyone else is having fun.
Yeah.
So business-wise, it doesn't get deeper for, you know, we collect money for what we do. And that's it. It's
contractually, what do you have, like the basics of your overtime? So you've, mm-hmm. we hired you from just 7 to 10,
right.
But the party doesn't end until 11:30 at 10 o'clock. There's still a line.
Right.
What do you do?
So we will notice if we're due to stop at 10, we pretty much know by 9 o'clock how things are running, certainly by 9:30. And then we'll, get word out to whether it's the planner or the principal people. Hey,
what do you want to do?
This thing is going. What do you want to do? Because we want to respect those, just in case they want to stop.
Right.
Us to stop. We don't want people hanging in line and get turned down.
Yeah.
So again, from a business standpoint, we're protecting everybody. People are waiting to get it. But generally, like any great time, a host wants everyone to have a good time. And when they look over and they see people having a good time, they're like,
we'll do another
keep
hour.
Keep it going.
Yeah.
Keep it going.
Yeah. And I think that's true with music and also bars as a planner. Almost never have I, you know, we run out of the time that it's a hosted bar and then we say to them, oh, you've reached your limit. Do you want to keep going or not? And they look at their party and they're like, we'll keep going for another hour.
Right,
even if they were very stingy on the front end. And that's because you're swept up in the moment and you're a little more relaxed. Your daughter, you know, maybe you're paying for the whole wedding. It's your daughter's wedding. She's already gotten married. She's so beautiful. She looks so happy. Of course we'll pay for another hour.
Exactly.
Right? We'll deal with the credit card bill later.
Yeah. Up front, we don't argue with anyone's budget. We respect anyone's budget. This is where your budget has us. That's fine.
Yeah.
We know different.
Right.
We know we're going to get there and turn
things
upside down.
And then you're
going to
pay this much more for overtime when, at least most cases, if you pay for it ahead of time, you pay slightly less.
Slightly less.
Yeah. And then the night of, you're willing to stay the extra hour or two, of course, but you know you're going to charge for it.
Yeah. We're designed to go the long haul. So, you know, 3 hours, quite frank, is a walk in the park for us.
Yeah.
When you get to the fifth hour, okay. And a lot of times, quite frank, artists don't take breaks. So, because the thing is,
I was going to ask about that next.
Yeah. You know, sometimes we're a little envious of the band because every 20 minutes they're like, we're
going to
sit down for 40 minutes. Yeah.
Where's our hot meal?
And we're at the easel, but it's okay. Because when I look out, when I see people waiting in line, who the hell am I to say, oh, I'm going to take a break and you wait even longer?
Yeah.
It's not part of what we do. You know, well, respect to all those other people take breaks. Quite frank, we just really don't, you know.
Okay, one thing I didn't ask you before, I know we didn't, is if you're the artist that's going, are you by yourself or are you with an assistant, you know, somebody to help you manage and also allow you to
just be the artist and they can kind of run the logistics or the timing or the entertainment a little bit. Like, you back that, you know, whatever, however you interact. So how do you guys do it?
So when a request comes in, my staff is pretty good at sort of sizing what your needs are, you know, sizing things. For example, you may have a 400 or maybe a 300 person wedding. Well, certainly one artist is not going to cover that. So we may recommend options one, two, or three artists.
Mm-hmm.
So occasionally there's more than one artist because we can get a bulk of people and kind of satisfy that idea. But I mentioned to you earlier too, you know, I traveled with a gentleman for a long time. Didn't sketch a lick, did he? But I called him my assistant. And the crowd loved it. He was kind of a court jester.
Every time.
Oh, my God. I would turn around. He's taking photos and kissing babies. And I'm like at an easel.
Yeah, you know.
But it's great because he would answer questions. And that would take the wear and tear for me. Certainly, I'll answer any question anytime. But if I have the opportunity to have someone else.
You can't have 10 people talking to you while you're.
Oh, God, who knows they will try.
I know, but like.
They'll tap you on your shoulder.
I'm trying to think like of the physical, like in a room. If I'm the planner, I'd be like, okay, they're going to be over here because the bar is over here. And I don't want that line getting in the way of this line, or I'm trying to give him a space, or that's close to an exit, or what, you know, whatever reason I might have for placing you there. Mm-hmm. But it's because you've told me, oh, people line up. People are going to line up for this. So.
Well, yeah. And we, that's one of the things, again, when we're working with a planner, again, they may have the map layout of room or notion of where they want to place us, but we know what works best. Not just for us, but the dynamics of the whole party. For example, you may not want to have us too tightly to the food line because that would be too long lines.
Right. And caterers, servers walking around in and out. Yeah, and
but it's really, we're the least headache. You can almost stick us in the corner, which typically we like.
Yeah.
And people gravitate. Once they know we're there and they see what we're doing, they'll make way over.
Yeah. So I was thinking like, we have a lot of listeners that don't have planners, which is fine. We still love you. You know that. We talk about all the ways you can kind of hack or prep without a planner.
Right.
But without, if there is no planner, you're dealing with the couple themselves or one of the parents.
Yeah. Whoever's initiating, whether, again, it's the parents or the couple themselves. And we really are the least headache because you approach us. Here's the date, Crandall. We want it. You're one of your artists. Here's the date. How much? We tell them how much. They agree, whatever. Go to contract. Done.
Digital contract.
Digital.
E-sign, digital, whatever.
Occasionally.
Deposit.
The deposit. A lot of times, you know, most of what we do is travel. We're based in Dallas. Actually, I have artists kind of spread out, but for the most part, we're based in Dallas. So a lot of the events involve travel, airfare, hotel, rental car, blah, blah, blah. We bake all that into the contract.
Right.
Occasionally, we lean on them to do the hotel because they may be getting a block of rooms.
Yeah.
So it's a little easier.
Yeah.
So that's the only other thing is maybe they're going to do the hotel. We poke our heads back in to give them the artist's name so they can confirm the hotel. Other than that, really, Chrissy, up front, we do the contract. Really, we're checking in a week and a half before to say, hey, we're still on board.
Yeah.
We're going to be there? Really?
Yes, because that's what I was wanting you to share because my little intro to this part was that a lot of people want like fun, unique, interactive, memorable, but mostly unique. That's what like millennials and couples are all about now. We want our wedding to be different than the 20 others that we've been to in the last 2 years. So we're looking at artists or performers or bands that maybe are not the things people usually see at weddings.
Yeah.
But sometimes those artists can be kind of difficult to deal with on the front end because they don't answer emails or they don't have a assistant, executive assistant, publicist to help with logistics.
Right.
So clients get frustrated. Like, we want to give you our money.
Sure.
Why are you making this hard?
Well, I think, I don't know, from that perspective, when I go to hire someone and I'm getting a little pushback or difficulty.
It's a red flag,
that may
be
a reflective of how things can go in the back end.
Yes. So you guys made it a priority from the once weddings started to be your big thing.
Yeah.
You were like, we're going to do this. We're going to make it simple.
Streamline and simple.
Yeah.
Because we know you have a lot of other things going on.
Right.
You got cake. You got all this other stuff. And God, we're so happy that you said butt sketch should be a part of your deal. hell, we're going to make it easy for you.
Yeah, so maybe 6 months out, everything's signed and taken care of. And then
done.
Week or two.
You poke your head back in.
Hey,
yeah.
Is it still ballroom A?
Yeah.
We'll be there.
Oh, we'll just say, look, we're excited. We're coming there. And again, now that's off your list, your checklist. Now you're still worrying about the band and all this other crap. But yeah, no, I take pride in the fact that we are the least anxious thing you're going to have.
Yeah.
I really do. I don't know if that, in fact, that's what it is, but it turns out that way. But that's what we're shooting for.
Well, you have confirmation of that now because you've been doing it for so long, but you also have planners like me who enjoyed working with you. So they back, you know, time after time to be like, hey, I got another wedding.
Yeah.
They don't do that if it was a headache or if your person was 30 minutes late.
Right.
Like, and I think sometimes when we just did an episode about like Coachella inspired weddings, we just recorded with her,
right,
where people want a band that's not a wedding band, like a cool indie band that we see in bars and we love this band so much. But it turns out this band is really difficult about their 20 minute set or their green room. We don't have a green room. It's in my parents' backyard. And like, there's all these logistics that go into it. But we try to encourage, like, if you really like this artist or band or whoever, like, push a little bit, but recognize the red flags. If it's not easy to work with them 6 months out, it's not going to be easy 1 week out. You guys, like what you said about making it, like, you're proud of the fact that your guys show up on time and they're,
that's what
you
it's know, all about. That's,
professional through the
process. I don't care how great you are. If you don't show up, you just screwed someone.
Yeah.
Right? Or let's say you do show up, but you know,
Where you're just difficult. Yeah. I mean,
and we're not artists, and part of the training, by the way, when you said training, we don't necessarily train. Who comes to me? We have a waiting list of people who want to sketch, and it's comprised of people who do art. Well, when they get to us, I say, okay, it's a little more than artwork. This is really entertainment. You are actually doing a piece of artwork that when the laughter dies down, someone goes home. And in the quiet of their home, they're looking at a piece of work that's cool. But it's all about having fun. And I tell people, never, in training, never fake a laugh. You don't have to. I want you to think of the fact that you're in Chicago in this luxury hotel, in a ballroom, hundreds of people, 50 people waiting in line for you. Come on, that can't make you smile, you know, internally. So there's no need to.
Yeah.
Do that. No. Just be who you are. And
you kind of, not vet, but like you hire people that you like and you think would be good.
Well, it's been a learning process for me too. In the beginning, I would hire artists.
Right.
And then I learned it's better to hire cool people and teach them how to sketch, because you can't teach someone who's not cool how to be cool. And by cool, I mean, from one event to the other, our group may change. Even within a wedding, you may have an older wedding.
They need to be able to roll with
younger wedding. The venue may be tight. It may be whatever. You gotta be so resilient in all those different options. And when you're comfortable with yourself, it's easy breezy. You can show up in the vestibule of a church and clamp quarters and knock it out, you know?
So you're looking for, it's confidence and it's like kind of a centered, they're sort of
people who like people.
Yeah.
That's the, it starts. It starts when you like, I can't teach that, nor do I want to.
Yeah.
And if I know you like people and I get that sense right away, okay, this is what a butt sketch is. Let's spend some time. Well, quite frankly, most of the travel, training is travel related items. For us to be dependable, if we have to be in San Francisco for a wedding and you're flying there, what happens if,
You get
a canceled flight, blah, blah, blah. Or your connecting flight's jacked up. So we do a lot of training, you know, jump in the car, get there.
Yeah, make a decision one way or the other.
You get there because, and I don't want to get too serious here, because I'm real passionate about this when in the training.
I have this vision of it being like a movie where you're like with a whistle or something. Like, flight's been delayed. You have an hour to make it. Do you rent a car?
Oh, it's a dungeon situation. The train is in the dungeon. It's like, you will not mess up on A.
You are part of the original butt sketch team.
That's it.
Say it.
You, damn it. You walk, you run, you
give
hitch.
Give me 20.
And the thing is, you never let the client know. They don't need to see the sausage making.
You show up. We talk about that a lot as planners.
You show up because you alert the plan. Look, my flight's canceled. Now, they have one other layer of stuff they're worrying about. I'd rather you work it through, and at the critical juncture where it may not happen as smoothly, you let them in, but let them also know what your options are you're working through. Because the whole thing
don't
is...
Don't just present the problem.
Yeah, say, oh, I don't have a flight. You don't want a damn planner who's got a million things worrying about how to get this artist another flight.
Amen.
No, no, no. We don't do that. So all that, it goes in our training. It's prevent screw-ups.
And that is the, like, corporate part, business part of the... You're like, you represent...
I don't know if it's business.
I think it is.
No, no. I think it's courtesy. I think it's... It's... Maybe an obligation? You know, someone signed a contract in good faith to say, hey, I'm paying you money to be at my wedding. This big day, I want you here.
You say it like it is obvious, and to me it is too, but I've definitely worked with not just artists, but vendors where it's just like, oh, you know, sorry, it's New Orleans is, you know, the streets are flooded, not the big one, but like the photographer who were like, we were there. And so I just called the couple and I just said, I just can't come. It's in my contract that I can't put myself in danger or whatever. And I looked at my husband. I was like, we're about to drive our butts to the airport. Oh. We can drive. If there's a will, there's a way. And she just let that bride and groom. They're screwed. They have no photographer now. Well, so like, it's not as obvious as you think. I love that you think that.
Okay. So
I wish everyone was like you.
But that person probably shakes out in the end.
Yeah.
Because if their attitude isn't one on, taking care of things first, then they're focused that way, the chance are they never will be. Not never will be, but then that program.
Yeah, there's not wired that way.
Yeah, so they'll fizzle after a while because they'll use that excuse over and over. Even with my artists, I tell them up front, there's no such thing as your car broke down. There's no such thing in my book. You heard that rattle a few days earlier.
Sure.
So don't ever call me and say your car broke down. I don't even care if you had a bad day at home.
Sure.
Shake
it's
it loose.
It's somebody's wedding day or, you know, whatever. So how many years have you been doing this as full, this is it? But then the second part of that is how long have weddings been like the big part of your business?
Been doing it going on a 32nd year. And
so you don't do 32 years with cars breaking down.
No.
Right?
And no, not at all. And the thing is, when you see us, you never heard of us. Folks, you never heard of us. And that's the beauty. 90%, 95% of the people at your wedding never heard of us, which is going to make you look good because you have something fresh. The fact is we've been doing it for over 30 years.
Yeah.
We fly below the radar, which is great because we're not overexposed. We're not like, oh, there's the butt sketch people again.
Yeah.
It's always this high moment.
Yeah, so, you're right in that sweet spot of...
Yeah.
Really good at what you do, and you know you're going to turn that crowd into fans when they leave.
Probably will.
But no one recognizes you when you walk in to individual events.
Love it. There's no ego driven. Don't you know who I am? Oh my God, forget that. we like the idea that people are reluctant in the beginning, and then we see that transformation relatively quickly in the party where once people start getting it done, they flock to us.
Yeah.
To the point where a lot of times we have to tell them, no. Go back over there and watch the first dance or whatever.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, you know.
Hey, so everyone.
It just works. I can't show you enough videos, samples. Ah, screw all that. It just works.
Yeah. We saw it. I saw it in front of my very eyes today with my parents. It was a micro example of it just, it has to explain itself.
Like if your parents, if they had some friends over, the crap the friends would be giving them. You know?
Yeah. And you know, in this house, everybody would be very like reserved about it, but there would be some like eyeballs across that. Nobody would be like, what the, you know, but one by one, yep. I know they would see, look at that. And then second person's in line, third person's in line.
This may sound mean-spirited, but one of my favorite evenings, I'll never forget. In this case, it wasn't a wedding. It was some formal. I flew down to San Antonio, and literally that night I was going to fly back. So I did the last flight. I get there. People all formal. They see the butt sketch. Like, oh, I would
like
never.
Black tie.
Formal. Black tie.
Okay,
just
okay.
Really, yeah. So people saw the sign. Oh, never.
He's in the wrong place.
Blah, 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 blah. Then, of course, it started, and some of these same people came back, but I had to leave to catch this flight.
Do they pay for you private? Like,
People were trying to look. We're paying. No,
here's
I'm getting on a flight.
$20,
$100,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
And But then you start hearing people cursing each other because they were cutting in line.
Oh, shit.
So here's all these formal people, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Excuse me. Yeah. I've been waiting here for 30 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, the smile inside was incredible. And I just.
And you're just hearing it. It's like behind you. That's it. You just do your job. Oh, here they are.
You know, God, the stuff you hear. We get entertained really by the crowd. We really do. I mean, just, oh, my God. It's just the stuff they're saying while they're in line.
Yeah.
You know, or trying to figure out, okay, do my panty line show?
They're yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah,
do
totally.
My panty line show? And da, da, da. You know, it's all this kind
Should
of
I
stuff.
Should I put my hands on my hips? Or, yeah. You know, do we interact? But I think, like, they've got to be almost like breaking the ice a little bit with each other, and that's fun.
Sure, they're in line with each other, and it's a lighthearted moment. And then many a times, probably to the evening, there's always people who are meeting each other.
Yeah.
And, you know, because I hear them leave like, hey, make sure I get your number. So it's like all part of that.
Yeah.
We do a great job of not humiliating anyone.
Yes.
Because, you know.
You're a little nervous. It's a little nervous.
Yeah, there's a little bit of. But once they see how we handle them and we're going to take care, we're on your side. We're not here to make a joke of you.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing mean spirited. Like, I don't want to say the C word.
Yeah.
But it's, caricature.
That's what people. Know to compare it to. And it's
sure.
It's not, it's as far from that on, for me, on the scale of like watching somebody do something.
Yeah.
Art wise, they couldn't be more different in the care that's put in to it.
Well, thank you. But you know, with the characters, people, the big heads.
Yeah.
And then I ask
my worst features.
Oh, what do you like? Tennis.
Oh, yeah.
It's so funny because people come up to us.
Can you put a golf club in my
Yeah, that's it. Like, I like tennis. And I'm like, that's great.
Yeah. I occasionally go to the Y. I wear hats.
Yeah. So they expect us, you know, and I'm like, no, that's not our deal, you know?
Yeah, like, but people, you got to, like, get them to trust you kind of within a couple of minutes to be like, just stand there. I got you.
Yeah.
Like, fall back into my arms.
Maybe the first few people. Maybe the first few people. But then when everyone else watches how we're handling people, oh. That dissipates any, you know, any fear just sort of goes away. We're here to go to have a good time. And, you know, of course, it gets to a point in the evening. People may have been drinking. They want to try to outdo each other.
Sure.
So, you know, you get one guy who wants to drop trowel.
Sure.
And then the next one really wants to drop trowel. And then this one's to hike the skirt. They try to outdo each other.
Yeah, a little cheeky. Yeah. Taking it a little literally.
And we just handle that on a... Depending on what the crowd is, how much we let that get out of hand.
Yeah.
You know.
But you've probably seen it all by now in terms of, like, nothing is shocking anymore. So, like, let's dial it back, guys.
No, there's no shock. There's acuteness because sometimes people think they're showing us something for the first time.
Sure.
It could be even a pun, you know. And you can tell they've seriously thought about it. Oh, I'm laughing because, like, you know, this is your great moment to throw one on me. And that's funny, though.
I think, because I understand that this is very specific, you are the only original butt sketch. So, like, for us to have you on the podcast, it's not an episode about unique entertainment at your wedding. The episode is the original butt sketch. This, like, we're talking to you. We want to know how this all came to be. I told Michelle about it. I mentioned it on podcast months ago, and Michelle was like, wait, what? Everyone's like, when you first say it, everyone's like, what? So I get that it's a niche episode, but I do think that you, as a hired vendor at a wedding, you hit all the boxes of what people want at their weddings, which is like, it's unique and memorable and fun.
Thank you.
And business oriented, like it's easy, you're easy to work with. We know what we're going to pay up front, all those things. But also the sweet spot of seeing families come together. These are two families. A lot of people haven't met each other.
Yes.
You've got friends of friends and cousins and aunts and uncles, their arms around each other. Oh, you're the bride's cousin. I'm the groom's cousin. Like the way that people in lines for things, you're in line at the bar, you're in line at the bathroom, you naturally talk to the people you're with.
That's it.
And so this is like, they get to talk to each other, but there's a focus of like, look what he's doing up there.
Yeah, right. Or so, I'm going to get that done too. Yeah.
Yeah. I love how they put their arms around each other. Right. Like, so it's this controlled interaction, but...
You're nailing it on the head.
I love it.
There's so much going on, and yet we're riding this as it's happening.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes, well, somebody's drinking too much, How do we handle that? Sometimes people may want us to do something which for that crowd may be inappropriate. How do we handle that?
Yeah.
Again, our focus is on when we leave to the best of our ability, we want everyone to have had a good piece of us.
And you're kind of taking the energy that the event the is room. Giving
That's
you.
It. That's it. It's not like we create it. We don't walk in and like, hey, we're instant fun. We take that. We work within it. There's usually a night, several people who are these, like, we call them laughers. Who, oh totally. My God, they have like this guffaw that's heard yes, all totally. Over. We love those because
I do too.
Because like they're next to us, and for some reason they hear people hear them laughing and they're like, oh, these butt sketch artists are really funny. What did they say? You know?
And you're like, it wasn't even us.
It wasn't us.
I love that. I love a generous laugher. That's one of my favorite like qualities in a person. I always will be. So I think anybody that. And you guys listening, you have to tell us, because I have had a couple local Dallas listeners already say, I'm in touch with the butt sketch, or I've already contacted.
We had one young lady, one of your listeners, Ivory and Vines, is her. She hired one of my artists for a butt sketch. Yeah. And it worked well.
Yes.
She loved their interaction, dependability stuff.
Yes. It's big.
And it made her look good. And that made me happy.
Yeah, I think anybody listening, any of you guys, you have to let us know if you end up hiring or call, reach out to them. But it is, you'd be lucky if you have original butt sketch at your wedding. I know we've said it like a million times and it's still something hard for people to, they're like, butts, I don't get it. But you, like, trust, it is awesome. But then also for those of you who, you know, this is not going to be who you have at your wedding, the feel of Crandall and your company and or your business and mm-hmm. what you're doing, this is the kind of feel you want if you're hiring entertainment or artists, anything interactive at a wedding. Oh, even if it's a photo booth, like even if it's something where it's like, oh, it's just a photo booth tech going. He's just a guy who presses play. No, you want that person to be able to fit in, but elevate that experience. And I think you don't know for sure if that's going to be your guy, but with you guys, it sounds like every one of your artists is going to make sure that that's.
Well, you touched on something as I, again, pride ourselves on. It's an interactive.
Yeah.
It's not this stodgy, I sketch you, you walk away. The crowd dynamics get into play. And, you know, that just makes a big difference.
I think so too. I think it makes, for me, I can tell when something like that is happening during a reception. Where I'll be like, you know, the DJ, the MC maybe, or the one bartender out of the four that are here, one bartender has a crowd of people around him the whole night. It's That's not because he's making the stiffest drinks or whatever. It's because he's complimenting, you know, he's engaging, something about him. Yeah, engaging, interacting, and people are going to remember. And then also people might ask him his name, you know, like what are, do you work here? Are you with a separate company? So I think the word of mouth element, you're like, we're under the radar, but you get a ton of word of mouth and you get a ton of, you sketch their butts, they hire you for their own party.
It feels good to go somewhere where you want it. So that's our case. People are requesting this because either they've been seen or it's been highly suggested. And so that's a good starting point for us.
Right.
We're showing up.
You said you don't go and you're not desperate for anything because you're
no,
you're there. You were hired to be there.
Right. And so just on that strength alone, again, we go back to, damn it, you went through a lot to get us here, probably convincing your soon-to-be or the parents or whatever. Yeah. And you forged through. Well,
yeah,
we're going to make you look like a rock star.
You put your name on it.
That's it.
Yeah.
So if you're a planner, again, that's where our head is. If we want to make it easy for you, we want to make you look good.
Yeah.
And we want you to trust us. We are professional. We know what we're doing. We're going to work with you in terms, like I said earlier, spacing and all that. But the whole objective is to make you look good.
Yeah.
And then make this go off flawlessly.
Yes. Can I know I'm going to get this question. So sure. It just occurred to me. We get a lot of questions about tipping, and Michelle and I both do tipping etiquette forms for our own clients. Like, here's suggestions. If you want a tip, this is what we think. And they're very, we're on top of it. No man is left behind in terms of our suggestions.
Right.
Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. But do you find that your artists are getting tips from the people, like the bride and groom, the groom and groom, the brides, whoever hired you? like at the end of the night, like, you did an amazing job. Here's mm-hmm. a couple, whatever, $100 in a thank you.
Sure.
How are, what do you, so, what do you see?
So it's nothing like we can prearrange.
Sure.
Uncomfortable in doing that.
I know, I it's always appreciated, but never expected.
Exactly. Yeah. I can't come to you like, we're going to do a damn good job, so get that tip money right.
Oh, sure, sure.
Now, some people do in a fabulous way. Some people don't in a less fabulous way. And it's okay because right. contractually.
You paid for.
We're getting what we want.
Yes.
And if you come by with gratuity, fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't think any less of you if you don't.
Right.
It's certainly well appreciated. Our artists, we do not overtly accept any tips from guests. Now,
so in line, it can't be like, here's $20.
No,
I
no,
want
no. There's
cut.
No. You'll never see, and I can. You'll never see a tip jar.
Right.
Okay.
Or bribe, a line bribe.
No, no, no. Oh, trust me. There's those, like, you know, especially when it's cutoff time.
Yeah.
We'll pay you extra. No, 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 no. Because the problem is we've turned away people.
Yeah.
And what, I'm going to make $50 on you,
yeah,
and these other people
will
be pissed off.
No, yeah, no, no. Yeah, yeah.
So no, tipping is not part of our expectations. I must say, the artists come back when they've gotten tipped generously. Wow, blah, blah, blah. But it's just a cherry on top of all the other things
right.
we do. But it's nowhere on our radar in terms of expectations.
Right, right, right. If yeah. you left and you didn't get a tip, it
no,
wouldn't be like,
we're not
yeah.
pissed off or, you know.
Yeah, I think that's, and for me too, that's where, because if I give them a tipping etiquette form, I'm not going to put myself on it.
Mm-hmm.
tipping etiquette, tip your planner, you know, yeah. whatever. But you, most of the time, if they tip anybody, they tip everybody.
Yeah.
And I think that's just a, like, we have, if you have it, you tip it. And if you don't, you don't. It's
See,
not
I don't know
expected.
Where that comes from. I don't know if it's that person's character.
And, yeah,
and it's not
they,
a lack
yeah,
of if you don't.
Or if they asked their
Some
planner
people,
or
yeah.
if they looked something up. Yeah,
yeah,
people.
Yeah, we never know.
You
we,
never know.
We never know. We again, we don't ask the planner, hey, do they do? No, no. They do. You
so
know?
It's not uncommon for you to be given like a little thank you note while you're packing up.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Or even afterwards.
Yeah.
You know, because
a thank you note after.
A lot of time with the overtime, we have to invoice separately. So that yeah, we want to give
yes.
gratuity to the artist.
Yes. And
well.
I've gotten questions about that too, even from my own clients. Like, we didn't tip on the night of, but we definitely want to now. I'm like, send him a thank you note. We love that.
We love thank
yes,
you notes.
Yes, we love
and,
that.
Because, you know, people say, you ever want to use this referral? That kind of thing. But yeah, no. The money is like already baked in. The artist is satisfied with what they're getting. Yeah. So tips just, it's just, there's no guidelines we have.
Yeah.
Or for that fact, I'm uncomfortable. And for
in
us,
telling anybody.
For us.
Yeah.
Yeah. By
but
the
you,
way, typical gratuity. Nah,
you would accept, you accept the tips
oh,
as they come though. Yeah.
Right.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
And your artists do too. Like that's
oh,
theirs.
Yeah.
They're,
yeah.
they're
yeah.
the ones on the on
But
the
they're
ground.
Instructed, you know, because people are paying us well. So there's no need to be at your easel exchanging, making change for a 20 or a 50.
Sure, sure.
Shot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, and that intimidates other guests to tip. We don't want to do that.
Right. There's someone in the back of the line's like, I didn't
yeah,
bring
so
any
I
cash
shouldn't be,
on.
Yeah,
me.
We don't want that.
Anything to wrap up? Anything our listeners can take from your, like, from your having been in business for 30 years and been at weddings for all these years as, like, these are all people planning their weddings, like, any of the best practices, I guess, when hiring or?
Well, Kirstie, I had to say this, and at the risk of sound like I'm pandering. One of the things you should take away is the brightness of you. Like the questions you're asking, I could tell you're a considerate planner.
Yeah.
And
sometimes maybe too
well,
much.
I don't know if it's too. I mean, you'll know in the end if you've worn yourself out because it's been too or whatever. No, really, there's not much I can say to the people other than we're really proud of what we do. We do it well. And it really, really works.
Yeah.
I really, and this all includes men, women, children. It doesn't matter. Once it gets going, we're there. So to anyone thinking of getting a wedding done, consider us. You'll be really happy that you did. Really.
Yeah.
I know
I
this.
Totally think so, too.
I know this. It's not an ego thing. It's I've witnessed it firsthand from wedding to wedding. I, quite frankly, I cannot think of a time it didn't work.
Yeah.
Sometimes much better than other, but that has more to do with the crowd than us. if I could share, there was, we're based in Dallas. There was a wedding in Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
And I want to say, anyway, it was a snowstorm. So we were due to fly three artists down to Baton Rouge. All flights were canceled.
It's a short flight. It's a 9-hour drive?
About a 6-hour drive.
Oh, okay, okay.
So we're kind of, you know, we're getting jerked around the airline, delay flight. At some point, again, we had to make a decision. You know what? Let's pile into a car. Not knowing, realizing that some of the roads were blocked off.
The same storm
right.
affects roads.
Exactly. So we get to Baton Rouge. I think we were contractually supposed to be like 8 to midnight or whatever the case is. And we get there at about 10:30, 11 o'clock.
Oh, shit.
But the father of the bride who kind of arranged things was so happy to see us because a lot of other vendors had to honestly, cancel. And the fact that we made the effort.
Yeah.
And we, I mean, the wedding ended around 1 or something like that. Of course, we sketched it at a time. But that's the kind of things we do. We just, we realize we got one shot to get it right. You know, it's not like, oh, we didn't make a wedding this weekend, we'll do it next weekend.
Right.
It's not that kind of game. So, again, we take pride in making sure your big day, your client's big day, that we're not part of any headache associated with that.
I feel like you don't take these gigs for granted even after this many years of doing it. And if our listeners can take away anything, it's like find vendors who are still this engaged, this enthusiastic, and put this much care into and pride into their work, because your money is, I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, without people, we're nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Their money can be spent anywhere. Without,
exactly. And we don't, we're not doing anything extraordinary, like kissing someone's behind. We're sketching them, right?
Yeah.
But we just try to be who we are in this whole sense. That's what makes us comfortable. We're not faking anything. We're not putting on, hi, we're, no. Let's calm down. We're just going to have fun with you.
Yeah.
And as the evening goes on, it should play out that way. So, like, we're grateful.
Yeah.
That someone really wants us to be a part of that big day. They got limited, you know, it's limited choices.
Right.
And
you only have a certain amount of money. This is how much you can spend.
Yeah.
So you're trusting all your vendors to show up and do their job. Right. And you guys don't take that for granted.
No. And I've seen people, you know, toiling over their budgets, trying to make decisions. I'll never forget one time someone was trying to decide between, I don't know if it was a band or a DJ and myself. This was years ago. And they were really struggling, you know, because the budget was going to be one or the other. So they chose me and had a boombox. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it...
you knew that.
Really appreciative.
Yes.
You know, so...
Couples all the time are like, we hired this, we've done this, photographer, venue, catering. Now we're down to the last, whatever, $10,000 we have to spend.
Yeah.
Our heart is set on, you know, flowers on the tables, but we also really, really want, I don't know, let's say videography or something else.
Sure.
And it come, we help them talk through like what's more important to you in the long run.
Right.
And also how do you want your wedding to feel? Like, what do you want to feel on day? You know,
yeah.
Like, is it like warm and fuzzy and sentimental and like important the whole time? Or do you want to walk into that room and feel like it's like level 10 party? You want to see all your friends, like all their faces, like light up at this or that. We have to like break it down in certain ways, but I kind of feel like everyone that comes to us with those questions about like, it's either this or this.
Yeah.
They kind of already know what they want to really spend the money on. And they just need a little bit of like support, push in the right direction, you know, like follow your heart, grasshopper, you know, you will always know whatever, but it like, I can see on the day, like if the bride is getting her butt sketched or whatever, and she's like over the moon and like joking with her friends, like, you know, like, this was what you always wanted. You always wanted this. This little moment.
They wanted the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You wanted this fun part. And
they want to be talked about afterwards. That was a great wedding.
Yeah.
We had fun.
Yeah.
And that's where I think we want to be part of that conversation too. You know, where we got a butt sketch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where else does that happen?
Totally.
You know?
And for so many people, like you said, it's the first time but most people, it's the first time they've ever heard of you, seen your logo, anything, and then they're fans by the end. So
yep, and it also makes your guests feel you did something unique.
Yeah, and there that circles back to that original segue we tried to get in here about, like, everybody wants something unique nowadays especially.
Sure.
So you got to think outside the box, but you also have to hire professionals who are going to do what you're paying them to do. I think once you get those two things,
yeah,
you're golden.
Well, we like to consider ourselves as that type of vendor.
Yeah.
So, and you know, tomorrow's we're hired help.
Yeah, I say that too. We're all just hired help on the day of.
Yeah, you know, you don't need the spotlight, although we get it. Well, we don't need it, you know?
You get it afterwards too, right? Like you said, some people do see you years after. Oh, butt sketch guy. Jeez. On an airplane.
No, I mean, it's wild now. So I actually get people who are getting, I'm doing their wedding, but I may also have done their sweet 16 party.
Bat mitzvah.
I may be doing a child's first birthday because I did their parent.
Love it. Yes, yes.
And there's families who just stay in touch with us and get it upgraded. But local wedding, I did their daughter's wedding maybe 2-3 years ago. And their youngest daughter just got married not too long ago. And this is tough because my mother just turned 80 earlier this year in April. And the wedding was the same night that we're going to do a blow off on my mother's
party.
But when the lady whose daughter's getting married contacted me, she says, Crandall, got to have you there for a wedding. And I'm like, well, my mother's 80. We haven't quite gotten our plans together. But she kept coming after me. Crandall, please, have you made a decision? Please, please. And just from her level of warning me, I said yes.
We changed the birthday date.
So we had a great celebration for my mother. It involved a limo and a concert on Friday. And the girls kind of hung out on Saturday and had a big formal dinner for her in our backyard. White linen, all that kind of good stuff. But it was a really cool moment because I satisfied this family that was making me part of their tradition. And also was able to satisfy my family in it, meanwhile.
Yeah.
But it's moments like that makes a difference for me because I was wanted there.
Yeah.
And, please.
You were going to make it work.
To the best of my ability. She was willing to accept any of my other artists. Because let me tell you, although I may have started this, there's people who are so in love with other artists, people who haven't met me, that one time I showed up to replace one of my other artists. And they look at me like, who are you?
Oh, they wanted whoever.
Yeah, yeah. And then I said, my name is Crandall. Like, well, I hope you do as good a job as free. I'm like, I'll do my best. I'll do my best. So there's moments like that. But, you know, we like them. We just like what we do.
I can tell. It is obvious. Thank you so much for coming all the way out here to part two record with me.
This was cool. Dinner and a butt sketch? Yeah, that sounds like a TV show, right?
We
dinner
bribed and a you. No, oh, it wasn't a bribe. I was talking to your co-bean. I was like, we'll give him dinner. We'll give him drinks, whatever he needs. It's a big metroplex, y'all. Oh. If you're not from Dallas, you know, you could drive a long way to get from one
and everybody,
to the
that was
other.
A wonderful dinner.
Well, thank you.
Oh, I love Sammy. Oh, it was great.
And I'm really glad you came out.
Your mom made a great salad. Oh, it's good stuff.
I will show everyone for this episode. You can look on our social media and you'll see some videos and pictures of the sketches that Crandall did for me and my parents out here. It was an awesome experience. They'll never forget it.
Thank you.
I promise.
We don't want them to forget. Well, thank you.
And it's going to be framed. The next time I'm home, I'll see their portrait framed, their sketch framed.
Ouch.
So I'm just going to do the little outro now and then we'll be good. Oh, but you drop your social media now. TheOriginalButtSketch.com.
The Original Butt Sketch is our company. It's Original Butt Sketch or ButtSketch.com.
Okay.
And Instagram, The Original Butt Sketch. Facebook, The Original Butt Sketch.
Okay, got it. And we'll link to all of that, too, in our show notes.
Yeah. So we're active on all that, so.
And have you done another podcast?
No.
Yeah, okay.
No.
So the next podcast you do, you can mention The Big Wedding Planning Podcast as your first podcast.
I am going
to
mention, well, not only that, but the Big Wedding Podcast, you and Michelle.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and I wish you guys all the best. You
We'll see.
I'll see you there.
We'll see.
I'll see you
we'll
there.
We'll see how this goes.
All right.
So we are Instagram at The Big Wedding Planning Podcast. Facebook and Twitter is TBWP Podcast. Our website is TheBigWeddingPlanningPodcast.com. Best way to reach us is email TheBigWeddingPlanningPodcast@gmail.com. But we will also do our best to answer DMs and Facebook messages. If you want to support us because we've helped you plan your weddings in any way, we have a Patreon account, patreon.com/TheBigWeddingPlanningPodcast, and a little bit monthly goes a long way. We also offer one-on-one consulting with either Michelle or myself or both of us, so you can email about that. We have a phone number. You can leave a voice message, and we will play it on a You Ask, We Answer, 415-723-1625. And lastly, please subscribe on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts and rate us and review us. That helps a lot so that more people find out about us and listen, and the world goes around and around. Thank you so much for listening, and I miss you, Michelle. Talk to you soon. Love you. Love your show. Thank you, Crandall.
Chrissy, you're welcome.
Oh, and
thank
we'll
you
be
too,
back.
Michelle.
We'll be back next week, y'all. Bye.